This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Donald Trump Monday described hundreds of thousands of federal civil servants working without pay during the partial government shutdown as great patriots. But there was no movement toward ending the record 31-day closure of a quarter of U.S. government operations. Mr. Trump renewed his call for a wall along part of the U.S.-Mexican border. About 800,000 federal workers have been affected by the shutdown, with more than half ordered to continue working without pay, the rest sent home. But that number might be changing as workers hurt by missing paychecks seek alternate sources of income. AP's Julie Walker reports one such group is the Transportation Security Administration.
The TSA has been experiencing far higher unscheduled absences during the shutdown, with workers not getting paid. Kicking off this busy MLK holiday with 8% of employees skipping work on Saturday compared to 3% a year ago. That forced screening areas to close at some airports, including BWI in Baltimore, where one of the three checkpoints had to be shut down. Still, TSA reports nationwide most passengers waited less than 30 minutes. It expects 8 million travelers to pass through its checkpoints over the long holiday weekend. I'm Julie Walker.
European Union has imposed sanctions on Russian military intelligence chiefs over the Norwegian attack on a former Russian double agent in Britain last year, EU foreign policy chief Federica Mogherini.
We started to discuss opportunity to have a sanctions regime in place specific to the use of chemical weapons already in the previous months. So the decision today has come to somehow fill in the list that was already open for possibility.
Moscow dismissed the sanctions and denied charges it was behind the Norwegian attack on Sergei and Yulia Skripal. This is VOA News. Sudanese President Omar al-Bashir is set to go to Qatar this week. It is his first overseas trip since widespread anti-government protests rocked the nation. He will arrive and then meet with Qatar's Emir Sheikh Tamim bin Hamad al-Thani on Wednesday to discuss ways of boosting relations. Bashir has tried to downplay the protests, insisting that foreign agents and infiltrators are responsible for the dissent as well as the violence that has followed. A suicide bomber in Syria has targeted a convoy of U.S. and allied Kurdish forces in the second attack against U.S. forces in the past week. U.S. military colonel Sean Ryan said there were no casualties among the U.S.-led coalition members. Witnesses say the attack happened on the western edge of a town en route or on a route frequently used by the U.S.-led coalition fighting Islamic State militants. A video released by the Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights showed smoke rising from what appeared to be an armored vehicle belonging to the Syrian Kurdish militia. The observatory said five people were killed. Meanwhile, Israel has launched strikes into Syria on Monday as part of its increasingly open assault on Iran's presence there. Reuters' Grace Jermone reports.
On Monday, fighter jets focused on the Iranian Quds force, targeting munitions stores, a site at Damascus International Airport, an intelligence site and a military training camp. At least 11 people are reported to have been killed, but Syrian state media said the country's Russian air defense system had intercepted and destroyed most of the targets. The Israeli strikes were launched in response to cross-border fire over the weekend, when Syria says it repelled an air attack and the Israeli Defense Forces reported shooting down a rocket fired at a ski resort in the Israeli-occupied Golan Heights.
That is Reuters' Grace Jermone. Marathon talks to end teacher strikes in America's second-largest school district were reportedly making progress, but the strike will continue. Some 30,000 teachers in the Los Angeles school district walked off the job on January 14th, demanding higher pay, smaller class sizes, and more support staff. Afghanistan's Taliban opened a new round of peace talks Monday in Qatar with the United States. A Taliban spokesman said that the two-day meeting in Doha will continue into Tuesday. Zalmay Khalilzad, UN Special Representative for Afghanistan Political Reconciliation, is leading that U.S. delegation. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.